Hey, welcome back. This is your girl, Gemini Chanel, and this is the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. You know what? I'm going to act like you didn't come in here and act a damn fool just now.
I didn't. I tried to get one more.
Look thing, one thing, two and a half. Gone somewhere.
Shut the fuck up.
But anyway, yes, y'all, it's going to be a lovely, lovely, lovely segment tonight. I want to get into the fun stuff, you know, like I just want to do some fun segments. So as we all know that we are in March and next month is officially April. I don't know, it's spring break. As a matter of fact, let me look up and see when is spring break, because I'm confused, because it looks like to me that they be changing certain days or holidays or whatever, because as I was growing up, I always knew that St. Patrick's Day was on March and Easter was in April, and I just don't understand. So spring break, yes. Okay, when is the date for spring break? Okay, spring break is spans February to mid-April, with March being the peak period. However, dates can vary depending on your college, university. So be sure to double check with your school. The dates have not changed. Okay, but I really want to know. I don't know. Oh, okay, they go by different. Okay. I'm just going to check on my calendar, because maybe my calendar can help me. Let's see, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I don't know what that is. So I'm definitely trying to find spring break. I think spring break probably is in April, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, it's definitely is in April. Okay, my birthday not here yet, but you know. yeah, I'm really trying to find spring break, but I think spring break is maybe in April. Okay, Good Friday is in April. But what the heck is spring break though? Hold on. Okay. This is for the colleges. I just want to know when the spring break. Oh, I'm going through all this just to find spring break. But anyway, like I was saying, spring break is, you know, approaching. Some people are already having a spring break. Some people didn't. I'm definitely excited, because I'm definitely going to be enjoying my spring break. I got some things that I want to do. I think that how I'm going to spend my spring break is like basically going out to the gym. You know, going out to the gym, maybe do a little bit of preparing myself for this trip. And also, you know, doing some other things I need to get done. I think when I really, really want to have my fun is like basically during the summertime, because I really tend to save all that for the summertime, because there's certain things that I would like to do. It's going to probably be too cold for me to do, so I just rather not do it during spring break. I just rather do all that during summer, because I definitely want to go to Water Country, which is down here in Virginia. I think that's in Busch Gardens, because I want to go to Busch Gardens. I definitely want to go to Kings of Man, and I definitely want to go to the State Fair, too, because we have a State Fair down here, too. And it's next to Kings of Man. I definitely want to go to the beach, so I'm definitely going to be going to the beach, too, and stuff like that. And, yeah, because I'm planning on having a good fucking summer, like, I'm not playing around. And then, like, for 4th of July, that's what I might do for 4th of July. Either I go to Kingsdown Man or I go to Busch Gardens. Either one, I think that I might go to Busch Gardens on 4th of July because they give me, like, historical vibes or whatever. Because, basically, Williamsburg is part of the historical history of Virginia. That's where Yorktown, Jamestown, all that stuff is at, is down here in Virginia. So I definitely probably go to Williamsburg for the 4th of July. And then I'm definitely going to Kingsdown Man. Then when it starts getting a little cold, we're going to go to the State Fair. And then I'm just very excited, like, guys, like, I'm so excited. I'm just so happy to, like, enjoy this good year. And then when it starts getting cold, of course, I'll probably just go to the Halloween hunt, and then that's it. And then I'm going to go ahead and get prepared for Thanksgiving and all that stuff. So I'm very happy. I'm very excited. It's going to be a good, fun year. I have a lot of stuff in store for you guys. So far, everything is going good with everything. I'm definitely going to go back to working on my website. I already have plans on selling merchandise on my website. I'm going to have merch for stuff from my YouTube channel and for my fans on here as well. I think I want to make customized phone cases for you guys. And if it's some way that I can make customized, those wristbands for the iWatch users, I'm definitely going to try to work on making those too. Like, I'm going to just try to buy them in different colors, and then I'm going to add my own little signature design and stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely got some stuff in store. And, also, I want to talk about Kylie Jenner being the youngest billionaire. You go, girl. You go, girl. You gave me motivation to put in the work to be like you. And that's my dream. My dream is to be a successful billionaire. Like, I want to be on the Forbes list for being the most successful young podcaster, YouTuber, motivator, whatever. I just want to be known for aspiring people to be better and to help people. And also, I'm also going to do stress relief and anxiety segments where I help you guys maintain like meditation. I'm going to do meditation segments too. And yes, guys, I'm going to do with... I think I'm going to do the one for sleep, money, and wealth manifestation. Let's see. Panic attacks. Difference. I got a lot of stuff in store for you guys, but I'm definitely going to be doing the meditation segments too. So I'm just going to do one whole segment where I do one for, you know, anxiety relief. Let's see. Low self-confidence, all that stuff. I'm definitely going to be doing those. I'm going to have different segments for that. That's going to help you guys to meditate and to have a clearer mind thought. And also help you with your body too. Because I learned that meditation helps with your organs and your mind and everything like that. And I have been doing it. And I'm going to tell you something. I feel less stressed and tense because when I get on my vlog or my YouTube, not my YouTube, but my podcast, I will feel my body being like real tense. And I feel like something like is on my chest. That's like basically, you know, it's come from stress. So by me like taking the time out to meditate and to relax my body and just, you know, have a time for peace and to, it really helps. And I'm definitely going to be doing that. And plus, I've been going to the gym. I went to the gym day before yesterday and I had fun. We left at 2 a.m. and we didn't get back in the house till like 7, 8-ish in the morning. So I'm definitely going to be doing that as well. Going to the gym. I have something that I've been working on. Me and my husband are getting this. Me and my husband's getting this house in Chesterfield. I think that it might be the dream house that I've been looking for a while. I'm definitely going to be doing my vlogging and my podcast in that house because I don't know how many rooms it is, but I'm going to talk to the guy about it and I'll give you guys more info about that. I'm very excited because it gives me more space and, you know, I can feel at peace and get more stuff done. And then also, I'm also still doing my schoolwork. Excuse me, everything is going great. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to even be in college. I'm very happy. It's a lot of great things that's going to happen. I really want to do more sponsorship and doing a collab with brands like makeup and clothes and other stuff like that. So that's my plan. My plan is to basically try to expand myself so I can like make a good name for myself. I want to be the American sweetheart. I want to be a household name. Like, I want people to be like, yeah, Gemini Chanel, she's that girl. Like, I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of work, and I also want to do a segment where I do fitness too. So I got a lot of stuff in store for you guys, so I hope you guys stay tuned for that. I'm working on that now as far as my other segments. So I'm going to do one with meditation, and then I'm going to do one for fitness where we do exercise the whole segment. And then I'm going to be doing, like, detox drink recipes. So once I get everything all together, I'm going to start doing segments. So, yeah. And let's see. We want to play a game in a little bit. It's called, what I want to call it? Because we're going to be drinking a little bit of alcohol. So, I think it's going to be alcohol and chill. Alcohol and gossip. Something like that. I don't know. But we're going to just sip alcohol with margaritas. And we're going to, you know, have girl talk and stuff like that. So, it's going to be girl talk. So, yes, guys and ladies. I hope you guys stay tuned for this beautiful segment. This is your girl Gemini Chanel. This is the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. And I'm tuning out. I'll see you guys in a little bit. Oh yeah, also follow me at KingGemini_92 on Instagram. And then my YouTube name is Gemini capital G Chanel capital C on YouTube. Thank you. Peace. Good morning, good morning, people. This is your girl, Gemini Chanel. Welcome to the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. I hope you guys enjoying this wonderful Monday. This is what it I am. Today, I want to talk about something that is very important. First of all, I have been dealing with a lot, but I'm not going to let them stop my goals and my dreams that I want to accomplish. I have a lot of things that that happened to me over the weekend that tried to cause me to have depression and other things like that. But I am not going to let nothing stop me from what I got. What I have going on. And I've definitely been doing a lot of meditating. I've been working on my eating habits. Also, I'm still trying to do some other things that's real personal. Far as the eating habits, I'm starting to not eat as much as fast food like how I used to. I'm definitely been eating home cooked meals more. I've been snacking on a lot of more like fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. I have been trying to, you know, cleanse my body and stuff like that. In the midst of that, I had a call from Community Bank about my Victoria's Secret card. And, you know, they called me harassing me about certain stuff. And I was like, you know, the double was really, really busy yesterday. But I'm not going to let him win. Not going to let him win. Because at the end of the day, it's God say so, not his. Also, I want to let you guys know that whatever you're going through is, it's just nothing but, it's nothing but a test. You know, it's nothing but a test. Don't let nothing stop you from what you trying to do. Trust me, it's going to be fine. Every single day, be thankful, be happy. Find some type of way to rejoice in certain things that you have now. First of all, always thank God for waking you up this morning, because that's one of your biggest, most precious gifts that you could ever receive, and that's life. Second, the people that you are surrounded by, especially the ones that love you, far as like loved ones, and your spouse, your kids, your dog, whoever, you know what I'm saying? And then the things that you have, like food, shelter, water, clothes, cars, you know, a job, the way to have money, you know, stuff like that. And just be positive, you know. Everything not gonna always be perfect. Everything is not, definitely not gonna be easy, because it's life. The only thing I can just say is just, you know, hold on, because every day is just, you know, a different challenge, just like a game. You know, you go to a different level. Once you pass the first level, you get to another level, and another level, and another level. So that's all it is, you know. Just try to make the best of it and start being more positive. Even if you have people around you that's negative, try to promote positive teaching and quotes and whatever to them, especially if they real, real negative. Like, try to, like, you know, like, hey, reverse such and such and such, you know, and then meditate, and then do this, and, you know, just try to promote more positive speaking and attention towards each other. Also, I going to do a 30-day cleansing challenge. When this is what I'm going to do. So basically, I've been drinking Naked smoothie drinks, and they are very, very good. I've been drinking them. The one I got right now is called Berry Blast. And then I probably have another one later on for lunch. And I'm going to have one for dinner. And then I also bought a whole bunch of water too. And don't judge me. I do have ginger ale, but I only have ginger ale if I want to drink it on a certain occasion. But right now for my 30-day cleanse, I'm definitely not going to be drinking no ginger ale. It's going to be only fruits and water and stuff like that. So I will be giving y'all healthy tips on how to make detox water with fruit inside. Also, let's get to the fun basics. So basically, I heard that this month, if I'm not sure, that Apple is going to be releasing the Apple AirPods too. If I'm not mistaken, they're only going to come in one color, which is black, and the other color is going to be white, which is the original color. They're supposed to have more special features than the first generation AirPods. I really don't know about if they really going to, like, drop them this month. I'm not sure, but I will give you guys more info on that. So I just want to, you know, put it out there, too. But they definitely having an Apple event this month. Next is, every time I turn around, they keep talking about iPad. How I feel about this whole situation. Look, I really feel like at the end of the day, y'all talking about this man molesting these young women and whatnot. He's not the only one that have done these things. You know, there's a lot of guys out here that have done a lot of things to females, and some of them didn't even get in trouble. They didn't get sent to jail. They're still walking around free. They end up getting on probation, house arrest, and all this crazy stuff. But the simple fact is y'all going to sit here and badger this man and don't get no comfort me because I'm not taking up for him. What I'm saying is, if y'all going to lock him up, send him to jail, give him punishment, then I feel like everybody else that has done things like that, like what he have did to those young women, they all should be punished. Not just him, Bill Cosby, but all of them. All of them. And the thing that tripped me out is how Gayle King just sit there and she just disgusts me. I really don't like her, to be honest. Because you are help badgering your race. And I'm not trying to say, not through, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, if you want to interview someone, why don't you just interview all of those guys that was accused of molesting and sexually torturing women? Interview all of them. Down from R. Kelly, whoever else, and whoever else. You got people out here that have been doing this shit for years. And a lot of people that got away with it. Because I'm a victim of being sexually molested. You know what I'm saying? And where I'm from, which is Virginia, it's a lot of people that still walking around freely have done things to young women in where I'm from. And, for example, I had two aunts. They no longer here. They deceased. They were married to guys that were basically the molesters. They end up having more kids by them. And after years passed by, they end up being married to them. And on the, you know, how can I put this? Through their journey of being with these men, they have been beaten, all type of stuff. And now they both deceased. And what about those? What about them? Because back in the day, they really didn't, like, people really didn't say nothing like how, I don't know. It's just, it was crazy because basically they was getting away with it too back in the day too, like they're doing now, you know. And I feel like, and this, and I'm not only just speaking for the women, but the guys too, because there's a lot of guys that got molested too, sexually molested. I feel like this. Anybody that sit there and force themselves on someone or mess with them at this underage, you need to get punished. You need to get punished. And I don't respect that. But like I was saying back to Gayle King, she was just so much into trying to know about his sexual lifestyle with his two girlfriends. Because that's another thing, too, that tripped me up. This guy got two girlfriends. And I really don't like them because the way they just... Yeah, we both his girlfriends, you know. We both share him, you know. No, they stupid as hell. But I do respect the other chick when she said, whatever we do sexually... it's our business. She said, how would you like it if I were to question you what you do in your bedroom with your man? So I respect her for that. But them two together saying that they was his girlfriend, they shared him, that's trashy. You know what I'm saying? But the whole situation with Gail is that she just the way she carried herself in the interview with those people, period, is just like, oh, I'm high maintenance, and I just want to do this interview to embarrass you on TV to make you look like you're garbage type of attitude. I don't like stuff like that. And you know what? Her friend Oprah did the same thing about Michael. And it's like, I don't even want to get in depth into this conversation because I feel like if I say something wrong, I might get in trouble. But all I'm saying is this. People have really turned their back on their own people's. Like, it's getting out of hand. It's too much going on. Y'all worrying about the wrong shit. Yes. What he did, if he really did molest those girls, he wrong. He need to get his punishment for that. But why do y'all only want to punish him and Bill Cosby? What about the other people that did stuff like that to women? Why y'all not speaking up on the other guys that did stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like y'all letting certain people get away with stuff that was real wrong and disgusting and sickening. And if I would have kids, I'm telling you, I think I might homeschool my kids because my kids not being around nobody like that. Mm-mm. I'm going to give you a background check if I put my kids anywhere around anybody like that, because you got to watch who you let come around your kids. Even like if you're dating somebody, you could be dating somebody that, you know what I'm saying? It's just sickening. But it just really bothers me. It really bothers me. Next, yes, y'all, I'm still trying to figure out is, matter of fact, I think spring break is in April. And then, I'm trying to figure out why would they put Easter as in March. I don't know, but hopefully this might be St. Patrick's, and then April be Easter and spring and all that stuff, because excuse me, they be doing too much. Anyway, I am so excited. I have a new special announcement that I would like to present to you guys. I think that I will be officially moving to a new location. It's a surprise. I will let you guys know if it really is like the way I hope and pray for. Oh my God. I'm definitely going to blog, and I will let you guys see the surprise on my YouTube channel. Like, it's like a roller coaster for me. But I am not letting nothing get the best of me whatsoever. I know that I have a lot of haters. I know I have a lot of people that, you know, just negative. And I just want to say this to any one of them out there that's listening to this podcast. I'm not mad. I'm not going to get depressed about it. But all I know is this. Once you separate yourself from me, make sure you do it forever, because you're not going to pick and choose when you want to deal with me, honey. That's not how it's going to go. Mm-mm. No. And just like for this person that blocked me off Facebook, honey, you can't undo nothing that we did, okay? So whatever you call yourself doing, you can't undo none of that, baby. So, toodles. Because at the end of the day, you're not hurting me, you're hurting yourself. And then plus, I don't want to be around nobody like that anyway. Like, that's not my loss. That's her troubles that she got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? And then for like my cousins too, like a lot of them just been real negative and a lot of shady shit been going on. But it's like, I'm not finna let y'all shady ass people stop me from what I got going on. Because it's getting to a point where my own mama's starting to talk shit to me. And I'm like, look, you're not going to disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? So I know how secure this from now on. And I just want to say this is myself. I'm going to love my mom, but I got this is myself in the drama. People just in a damn way. Like, they ain't got no life. And then for people to be so old, like older than me, and be so damn childish. I'm like, for y'all to be a certain age, y'all damn sure childish. And it's like, I understand why they're like that. Because some people don't want you to accomplish things in life. Because if you do, then that's when they come and start a whole bunch of BS. Start these rumors. That's how I knew I was doing something right from the beginning. Even though I might not have been doing things exactly right how I should have been doing. But I knew then that a lot of people see something in me. And they knew that once and for all that I was going to transition into something much better than what I was before. And that because of how God was working on me. He kept, you know, watching me. It was like, no, this little girl going to go through this situation. I'm going to see how strong she is. And I really think that's what he's doing. And it's like, the more I get closer and the more things that I have been changing and working on, that's when I have more obstacles. And it's just a lot of stuff. It's a hell of a fight. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to tell you that now. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to, like, excuse me. Oh, I'm not going to give up whatsoever. I'm going to maintain to do my thing. I'm going to maintain to keep getting on here. I know I've been saying that all the time, but I'm definitely going to do more podcasting non-stop, you feel me? So, yes, baby, we're going to keep this show rocking and rolling. So far, I've been doing good with my, I try not to spend a whole lot. I did when it got some things. But I feel like I shouldn't, you know, spend nothing else because summer and spring is coming up and I need to save some money. So I've definitely been working on it. You know what I'm saying? I do have a problem. I'm working on that too. I'm definitely going to lay off that because I just need to. So if I'm not going nowhere like fun, I think that there is no need for me to even spend unnecessary money. Unless I have to buy, like, you know, water and food and all that other stuff, then fine. But all the extra stuff, I'm planning on decorating my surprise. I want to make my surprise nice and cozy for me. And I'm planning on doing some things around the holidays this year. It's going to be a lovely year. It's not going to be negative or nothing, honey. Like, we're not doing that today. No. I went to Starbucks and I tried the hibiscus mango and dragon fruit tea. It was so good. Like, I love that drink. The only thing the lady did wrong was she didn't put coconut milk in my drink. But I think definitely when I go again, I'm definitely going to get her to put coconut milk in my drink. And then I think I want to start making those type of drinks at home. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Sam's Club again. And I'm going to write down all the ingredients I need to make the hibiscus and the purple violet drink. I'm going to start making all those at home. And I'm going to definitely try to learn how to make homemade bubble tea too as well. So I can start doing all those type of drinks at home. So I have to go out and spend no money. I can make them at home and stuff like that. So, yes, guys, I'm definitely been trying to do some more in-home cooking and, you know, homemade craft creating stuff, you know, at home and stuff like this. So I'm definitely trying to come up with some more fun ideas to keep myself occupied, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So the trip that I was trying to do eventually, haters gonna be haters. I had to cancel it and I just, you know, put it up for later because I think I'll probably still go on that trip later. Ooh, excuse me. Sorry, y'all. I just been on here burping, yarning. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Anyway, I think that I want to go to some amusement parks, some a zoo, aquarium. You know, a lot of fun stuff. Go to the beach. You know, do like a lot of sightseeing and enjoying the house and stuff like that. So, yes, guys, I have a lot of stuff that I have in store real shortly. Not that long, but like real shortly. So, yeah. What's I gonna say? I definitely need to get my doggone feet done because I have not got my feet done. Well, let me supplement. I did got my feet done, but it's time for me to get them redone again. I just popped 3 nails. They broke. 3 of them came off, so I'm definitely going to do all that later. You know what I'm saying? So, yep. I probably cook something tonight, and I'll probably just eat a salad and some food or something like that. You know, today's one of those type of chill days where you just chill and relax. You know what I'm saying? So, but it also is a working busy day. So I think that since it's Monday, I'm gonna definitely like make sure everything be, you know, productive, easy going, hard working Monday, and then I got some things I gotta do too for school. So. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:14. Today is March the 11th, 2019. I'm your host, Gemini Chanel, and this is the Gemini Sunshine Podcast Show. One more thing. I hope you guys have a blessed, wonderful day. Also, keep God first, stay positive, and, you know, keep doing your thing. I'm definitely going to get back on here soon because I'm about to take a break, and I will be right back after this short break. I hope you guys, you know, enjoy your breakfast or whatever like that. So I'll be tuning in in a few. So just stay tuned. Thank you.